This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris oversaw the arraignment of Clifford Ray Amos. Mr. Amos faces charges from June 15th, including carrying a concealed weapon, which is a felony, operating while intoxicated with a minor under age 16, and open container violation. For the misdemeanor charges, a not guilty plea was entered. A preliminary examination for the felony is scheduled for July 7th at 2 p.m., following a probable cause conference on July 2nd. The prosecution requested a $10,000 bond, citing a prior felony conviction and current allegations. The defense requested the bond remain at $3,500, noting Mr. Amos's court appearance history and parental responsibilities. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $3,500, requiring $350 for release. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substance use and compliance with pretrial services for testing and monitoring. And attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent Mr. Amos for the rest of his hearing. And on June 16th, the Huron County Election Commission, consisting of Judge Julian Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal, and Treasurer Cheryl Yon, convened to consider a recall petition. The petition, filed by Lily Drapuski, targets Commissioner Steve Vaughn of District 4. The stated reason for the recall is Commissioner Vaughn's vote on July 8, 2025, in favor of Resolution 2585, which allowed 15,000 acres for solar energy facilities in 15 zoned townships. Commissioner Vaughn raised concerns regarding the legality of the recall, noting his constituency's lack of county zoning and questioning the commission's organizational procedures as well as their swearing in regarding their position on the election commission. The commission's mandate was to determine if the petition's language was factual and clear. The election commission concluded the petition met the clarity requirement for voters. The petition was subsequently passed, enabling the petitioner to begin collecting signatures. Both Commissioner Vaughn and petitioner have a 10-day period to appeal the decision to circuit court. During public comment, Robert Gaffke emphasized that the recall effort focuses on official conduct and could lead to further judicial review. Shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 16th, Huron County Central Dispatch received a call about smoke being seen out on Heisterman Island off of Fairhaven Township. Additional calls making similar claims continued to follow. The island is state-owned and uninhabited with no buildings on it. However, boaters and hunters are no stranger to the island, especially during fall hunting season. Strong thunderstorms went through the area earlier, and the current theory is that possibly a lightning strike could have started a fire there. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded with an airboat and a drone with assistance of Caseville Fire Department in bringing the airboat to the scene. The drone pilot, Officer Lieutenant Newman, ended up getting an opportunity between storms that followed to survey the island. Authorities were concerned that if the fire was related to some type of an emergency situation, such as an airplane crash, boating accident, or camping mishap, that it needed to be investigated. However, no signs of that was present at scene, other than the middle part of the island burning. Michigan Department of Natural Resources fire personnel also responded to determine their course of action. All information gathered was shared with them, and any future updates regarding this incident will be released by them rather than the sheriff's office. No responders were actually sent to the scene, and the response was limited only to drone fight over the island. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Huron Auto Parts of Bad Axe is your trusted go-to one-stop source for tune-up parts, fluids, and aftermarket hard-to-find repair parts. With $70 million in auto value warehouse inventory at their disposal and decades of experience in the business, Huron Auto Parts can usually solve your parts and accessory dilemmas, and on-farm deliveries are second nature for them, too. Huron Auto Parts is more than just an auto parts store. They're your source for ATV, UTV, and power sport parts, small engine, lawn and garden parts, parts for imports and snowplows, paint and body supplies, performance parts, heavy-duty truck parts, various truck accessories, and many tools to put it all together. But the service often most appreciated by many customers is the free installation of wiper blades, especially if it's raining or snowing. Huron Auto Parts is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. The Kasiba family, Gordy, Rick, and Annette, have decades of experience at Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, where service is the difference. We get it.
And we're back with your national and international news. A sweeping law enforcement blitz known as Operation Liberty Strike has resulted in 40 arrests across the southern region of Mississippi. Led by a specialized fentanyl strike force alongside multiple local and federal agencies, the four-day tactical surge targeted major trafficking networks in Harrison and Lamar counties. Officials confirmed the coordinated raids yielded a significant haul, including half a pound of pure fentanyl, a dozen firearms, and various quantities of methamphetamine, and marijuana. State prosecutors are calling the operation a massive disruption to local distribution pipelines that will trigger dozens of major felony enforcements. The fragile peace talks in the Middle East is facing an immediate test following reports that Israeli drone strikes have killed at least four people in southern Lebanon. Lebanese media reports that precision drones targeted multiple vehicles in towns Meftone and Chaukan overnight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Israeli forces will remain positioned in Lebanon and Gaza for as long as necessary, emphasizing that the U.S. agreement has successfully averted a nuclear threat. Meanwhile, Iranian leadership is insisting the text of the ceasefire legally requires a total Israeli withdrawal from Lebanese territory. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. As well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store with a greatly expanded product line. And AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.